knows that. Blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day, we raise expectations of blind people. Because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. You can have the life you want. Blindness does not have to hold us back. Together, you and I, you and family, you and your agency, you and your education, together, with love, hope, and determination, you will transform your dreams into reality. I am proud to serve as your president since 1993, 23 years as your state president. I hope during those 23 years you have learned something from all of us. I have certainly learned much from you. We do this together, love, hope, and determination. In 1976, the National Federation of the Blind was born, established. And I said yesterday that our first chapter was the Northern Chapter in May of 76. In May of 76, I found out that I was losing my eyesight. I did some research, pretty much the same weekend that the affiliate was established was the weekend that I left my job. I didn't know what to do. 27 years old, this was my last stop to become a district manager. My expectations were low. I remember calling my boss, saying to him, come down, I need to talk to you. When he came to the store, told him what I couldn't read the sales receipts, the print on the computer, on the register tape. To me, it seemed like a blank piece of paper. He said these words to me, Joe, do what you need to do and get back. I said, you don't understand. My brother has RP, retinitis pigmentosa. I told him what it was, and it looks like I have it too. I'm gonna be blind someday. He said, someday isn't tomorrow. Get to it. His expectations were high. So I said to him, look, let me do what I have to do, take a leave of absence. I need to do the medical stuff. And I did. 6 weeks, here, there, and everywhere. Now, as a 27-year-old young guy, my brother was 25, we said to the doctor, Doc, look, don't sugarcoat it. We want to know what's going to happen to us. He says, okay, you're going to be blind someday. He didn't sugarcoat it. He just said what it was. To hear that for the first time kind of scares you. Who do I know that's blind? 1976. I knew one guy. He worked the corner of Bloomfield Avenue and Broad Street. Some of you know it. He had his guide dog with him. He had a dirty t-shirt. He had crumbs in his beard. And he sold pencils on the corner. I said, if I hurry up, I can get the other corner. That was my expectations. I remember calling the Commission for the Blind. Gentleman came over. I really wanted to learn. I really wanted to keep going. I really wanted to have a good attitude. So he came over and he was taking notes with this, looked like a ruler and punching holes in it, of course, with slight stylus. And he's reading it back to me. I said, hey, that's pretty cool. When am I going to learn that? He said these words to me, two words, pray never. So now I'm scared, really scared. But after 6 weeks of going to doctors, I called my boss up and I said, boss, I can't be a manager. I can go back on the sales floor, So he put me back in the store. I started Willowbrook Mall, my old shoe store. After 2 days, I called him. And he said this to me. I said this to him, I should say. Boss, after 2 days, I can't be a salesman. I know I could be a manager. He said, it took you 2 days to realize that? Monday, you have a store. Again, he believed in me more than I believed in myself. He had higher expectations than I had. This is the history of the Federation. Finding someone who believes in you. And this Federation believes in every one of you. Every one of you we believe in. I heard before when someone, when they were introducing Gerwin about being started and being a member of the Federation since 1987, I heard Dan Voice saying that she was the reason why he's here. There's a ton of people in this room that can thank Gerwin. I'm one of them. She was so persistent. I met her after a gold ball match with her brother David. David's 14 years old at this time, telling me what to do. I think he was 2 years old telling people what to do. He says, Joe, you got to meet my sister. She's with the Federation and you need it. What are you talking about? I heard all about them. They're militant, radical people. I want nothing to do with it. Because about 6 months prior to that, I was invited to another national organization. Since there's only two of you, you can figure out which one it was. And when I went to that one, I got to the door, I get free food, I went. She said to me, hi Joe, this is whatever her name is. We always call everybody Mary and John, so we say Mary. Hi Joe, I'm Mary, I'm president of the so-and-so. We're gonna get a seat for you. What eye disease do you have? I said, RP. RP table number 4? So I sat at the RP table number 4. Again, they're gonna feed me so I can go along with it. Sitting at the table, I'm talking to this one person, and she said, she's going back and forth. In the middle of my conversation with, she yells out, Henry! Henry! This guy comes running, I'll do my running. He runs over to the table. Yes, Mary, what do you need? Wipe my mouth. I am scared now. Wipe my mouth. The lady, while you're here, Henry, can you pour my water? He poured the water. Now I'm really scared. Now, I really don't care for peas, but we were, had chicken and rice and peas or whatever. And she said this to Henry as a servant. Why do they give blind people peas? Blind people can't eat peas. Again, I don't care for peas, but now I'm scared I can't eat peas. When the meeting was over, she said to me, what'd you think? I said, the food was delicious. Are you coming back? I said, no. She said, not for me. She said, I didn't think it was, but then she gave me the advice that we all hear. Whatever you do, don't join the NFP. They're militant and radical. So that was in my mind. Playing goal ball, David says, meet Gerlin, meet Gerlin. And she just says something like, we have a meeting next Saturday. We'd like you to attend. And I made up an excuse. 6 months she called me. 6 consecutive months. So blame her if I give you a headache. And some reasons were valid and some were not. Some were not. Finally I said to my, look, Judy, I'll go to this meeting. I'll go, I'll eat, come home, and done. You know, Joe, when you go, you gotta join. I'm not joining. I made a bet with her. If I join, we'll go out to dinner tonight. Boys, get ready, we're going to dinner later. No. I am not, now I'm a stubborn Italian. If I am not joining. Now, the meeting was in downtown Newark, across the street from Penn Station. It was at the Gateway Hilton Hotel. In my mind down there, Gerald picked me up with her husband. We're driving down here, militant, radical, Newark. I envision blind people standing at the door with sawed-off shotguns. I went into the meeting, and they were very lovely people. I had more eyesight than them, so I was better than them. 12 totally blind people there, and me, who I can still see. So the president said, would you like a cup of coffee? And I said, sure. I thought the other group got coffee before you started, put to your mouth. He said, I'm exaggerating, but it was really. So this group said, would you like, yeah, I love coffee. Decaf's on the left, Riggles on the right. Grab a cup and sit down. They want to see if I can pour a cup of coffee. I'll show them. The hardest part of the meeting was to sit there with a 16-ounce cup of coffee, which had about a half ounce of coffee because I didn't want to spill it. I nursed a half ounce of coffee into it. Part of the meeting came up, before the meeting, I'm sorry. Who's talking about going, after the meeting, I'm taking the bus to Atlantic City. You can guess who that was, Ed Lowenstein. Yeah. Dr. Ed. Who was going here, who was going there, who was traveling on their own? And me, who had more eyesight than them, needed a guide. Needed someone to hold on to. So sitting there, there's something with this blindness skill. I wanted this years ago, but they told me, you don't need it. So what really changed my life was when they played the presidential message from Mark Maurer. This is like early, he just became president a few months before, so it must be spring of 87. And I heard his voice, and the tape player in those days was right in front of me. I swore he was in that room talking to me one-on-one. Listening to his words of encouragement, I need this organization. This is it. They believe in me. They, meaning the organization, its members, they believe I can do more than I'm doing now. I paid my $5. I went home, went through the side door, very quietly, trying to tiptoe in. Judy goes, Judy says to me, so you joined? I said, Judy, I did not join. You joined, I know you did. I can tell. I sat down with her and I said, Judy, for the first time, somebody believes in me. They believe I can be a man. I can provide for my house. I can pay my taxes. I can raise the kids the way I want to raise them. There's not going to be no limits on me. They believe in me. We believe in you. We want you to believe, to strive. We have revamped our website. It's our website. We need information from you. We have a testimonial page. We want you to send your testimonials in. Most of my phone calls today, to show you how long I've been president, we used to get phone calls from people looking in the yellow pages. That doesn't happen too often anymore, but the big books. And now I always ask people, where did you find this? On your website. On your website. Someone told me about you. On your I'd say 8 out of 10 people call, find them on the website. So we want a really strong website. So when you start reading the testimonials and the achievements and accomplishments, we want to show the world that we can live the life we want. Yes. I sent an email out recently to our membership, and I'll send it out again, asking for your accomplishments and achievements, no matter how big or small they are. And I got a few back. And I know there's many, many more. Crystal Allen sent it right back. She received some awards many years ago, and she had an opportunity to go to Japan, Tokyo, Japan, to represent an organization she was involved in. She received a proclamation from the governor of New Jersey. She graduated college. She's a substitute teacher in Montclair. She works at the YMCA in Montclair. And besides all that, in her spare time, she started Eyes Like Mine. Yeah. Crystal, congratulations. We know about Brian Mackey and his 5th anniversary of his company.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know. Brian had no experience in web design, web nothing. I asked him to check it out and give it a try for a week or two. I gave him some names and numbers to call the NFB, and the support from our membership and from those who do websites was overwhelming. It was phenomenal. Brian asked his questions to many, got his answers, and has built a strong website for the NFB and NJ. So strong that he now is the, you heard him yesterday, the webmaster for the Illinois State Convention. He's going to learn how to do forms, make his mistakes in Illinois, make them all. And then when we master it, we'll have forms on our computer. Okay. We have other people. Is Christy Lynch here? Christy Lynch is coming down today. She came to our convention, national convention. She works for TD Bank, Human Resources. She has several people working under her. This January, she's going to Rowan University to continue her school, getting her master's degree. She also is the secretary of the South Jersey Shore chapter and secretary in one of the divisions of the NFB. Congratulations. Linda Melendez is in the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
She came to us after 9/11, if I remember correctly. She's a 9/11 survivor.
Wow.
Let's hear it. And I'm not sure how she found us in 2001, 2002. But she came to two conventions when we had it in Clark, and then she disappeared. Didn't know where she went. One day she called. And here she is. She's back again. Yeah. I don't know if you know Don Wardlow. Don Wardlow, you know him?
Yeah.
Well, for those that don't know him, I'll tell you about Don Wardlow. It's pretty intriguing. Totally blind young guy. I remember meeting a guy called Gizmo. And he, from 1991 to 2002, he's a blind radio broadcaster. He broadcast many of the games for Rowan University. And then later on, he became the first professional in baseball, first professional blind radio announcer. He did it for a number of years. Now he's the second one out there.
Upstate New York area.
Yep, upstate New York, down in Florida.
And Jeff Bennett worked together.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So anyway, Don Wardlow, great guy.
Yep.
Mary Jo Pardon. Here's her, Mary. And we can't forget Stan, and we can't forget Ben, but Mary Jo is just a lovely young lady. She never says no to me. She's known to Stan quite a bit, but to me, she never says no. I remember one call we had. This is what kind of members we have. They give their time and energy and effort. She was so excited one of our board calls that she made the announcement. We always go around the phone. And her announcement was, I'm going to retire at the end of the month. So, Joe, if you need me to do anything, just let me know. She has done so much for us, behind the scenes, too. She's one that doesn't like to take too much credit. But we deserve a round of applause for her. She and Stan and Ben Constantini work in a crisis managed program. They take phone calls and help people with depression and alcoholism and so on and so forth. She's so good at it, now she's scheduling the people who work there. And recently she became the cantor in her church. And a grandma. And the co-editor of the sounding board. And the bell program. And on and on. Thank you, Mary Jo. I can be up here for hours just thanking people. One of the accomplishments that I really thought was really neat was from Anne-Marie Cook. She sent me two or three sentences, and really, Anne-Marie could send me a page. That's how much she has done. But it was intriguing. Back in October, She traveled independently on public transportation by herself to go to New York to audition for the third time for Jeopardy. So keep your TV station up. And I have a friend that works for ABC, and I don't know if you know this, Mary, all the contracts, if you have, when you sign a contract on the show, 80% of your earnings go to the state president. You may put a pen through it if you like. You can put it. But I wanted to share my story with you, because it's your story too. I changed my presidential report around a little bit, because it's so important to me to share with you my feelings. My feelings, I think, are your feelings. Where would we be without you? Where would we be without our chapter division presidents, our members, Carol Castellano, who developed and made the Parents of Blind Children a strong division here, and her expertise has helped around the country. Holly Miller is also a national board member. So is Bill. On and on. I can tell you that Alice Eady became president of the Deafblind Division, National Association, national president. I could tell you that Jay Degenshine is on the national board for seniors. I could tell you that Nikki Gankos is the national president of the Merchants Division. On and on and on. We give back to this organization. My mother said to me one time, "Joe, why do you keep volunteering? Mom, I like it. Do they pay you?" Yes, they do. I get a hug. I get a donut. I get a cup of coffee. I hear Mary Fernandez's laughter. That's what I do.
You get Adrena.
So, in summary, excuse me, I'm getting dry here. In summary, the National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day, we raise the expectations of blind people. Because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our future, and our dreams. You guys out there can live the life you want. Blindness does not hold us back. Together with love, hope, and determination, we transform dreams into reality. We are a strong organization. We know who we are, we'll never go back. We know who we are. Learn your skills, learn your techniques, keep positive, and you too will know that ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. It's here, but ain't no stopping.
Ain't no stopping us now.
We got the move. How many times have you been held down? We want.
Yeah.
Nothing's holding us back, right? Learn your skill. Be confident who you are. Be proud of who you are. If you are that, you are a full person. You won't be held up anymore? No more. Nothing will stand in our way.
Ain't no stopping.